It's not legal to actually vote online in the United States, and online voter registration is not yet legal in the state of Wisconsin. Michael Fenchel, who co-founded Vote Mostly Online, says the paper-only process that is allowed for voting does not match up with the mobile lifestyle of young people.
Millennials are the next leaders of our nation. Yet, we're more engaged with our smartphones than we are with politics.
As the name suggests, VoteMostlyOnline.com does not cast a digital ballot for voters, but it gets as close as the law allows. People who visit the site can fill out all the information they need for voter registration or absentee ballot applications. Vote Mostly Online will then generate paper forms and mail them to voters, with stamps included. The site does provide short bios for the candidates and lets people select their favorites, but Fenchel says that information is kept confidential. He says it's there to make the process more engaging.
We've done some user testing that actually will both incentivize people to come to the website and actually to complete their vote. It's kind of analogous to if you buy a book on Amazon. You select the book first, and then you check out. That's the process people are used to.
A spokesman for the Government Accountability Board issued a statement saying the board appreciates the efforts of groups like Vote Mostly Online and has offered the site constructive comments. The board also cautioned that Wisconsin's laws and processes for voter registration and absentee voting are complex and are not easily translated into computer code for websites. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.